big time movie star, recurring artist, very funny comedian. Jamie Foxx is on his way out.
Hey, anybody want some of this?
Jamie Foxx is one of the baddest.
Because brothers can't never give you your full problem.
I told Jamie he was going to be famous.
Jamie Foxx, you could act.
Jamie Foxx, he's got the voice, he's got the looks, he's got everything. And it's unbelievable.
We like the party. Who likes the party?
Make some noise.
Winning dramatic actor.
We've been blessed with the opportunities to have a drama lane.
Comedian with hits on the big and small screen.
It's hard to believe the guy on the screen is the same goofball I see at the comic book.
I'm the innovator and the motivator, the originator of this stuff.
And a chart-topping sexy singer.
May I say it, baby, you have the voice of an angel.
Oscar-winning actor. He's a multi-platinum recording artist.
Grammy-nominated singer, a terrific stand-up comic.
So you're just taking over show business, apparently, huh?
You know, I'm doing my best.
And the Oscar goes to...
Jamie Foxx!
Jamie Foxx!
Please welcome Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx!
Jamie Foxx.
The next president of the United States, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, say that one more time.
Once again, Jamie Foxx, comedy legend, Jamie Foxx!
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna make a do what a do, baby.
Expecting this one, man. You already know we all the way swag up, man. Jamie Foxx, tell me.
Seem like they be hating from June to January.
Hey.
Mad cause I'm balling and kissing on Halle Berry up. That's me.
Yeah.
I'm in that drop looking visa.
So many. Yo, what's going on with it? It's your boy Johnny Mac, Sirius 98, the Foxhole, Sirius XM 98 is going down.
Why are you so loud?
Right. I don't know. I was wondering.
Hey, we were going to jump
in.
When is he
quiet?
I don't know. Oh, loud?
Like
you, you sound like Steve Harvey.
Oh, my God. That's a diss.
That's not a diss, man. You know you.
That's a compliment.
You got the same shirt on, Johnny Mac,
I don't know.
2 weeks ago.
Johnny
yeah,
Mac
slipping on the wardrobe.
Get him.
Well, it is a Charlie Brown shirt.
Well, it's amazing that I don't know what's whiter, your gray hairs or your t-shirt. Which one is the whitest?
Doesn't matter.
You need to put some mascara on your chest head.
Did you trim your mustache for the summer?
Girl, shut up.
What?
Oh. No, it's a good day. It's a great day. I had a great day yesterday.
Who gives a fuck? Yeah. We're gonna go around right now. Let everybody know who's in the house. We got the smartest man on the Foxhole is joining us right now.
That's not saying much.
Yeah. It's me, Thursdays, Zoe Williams, the voice of reason. Thursday, 7 p.m. on the Pacific Standard Time,
right.
10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Voice of reason, you know what I mean.
2 hours?
We know
2 hours?
We know what you're doing.
2 hours.
2 hours.
Hold on for a second. You must have took your Geritol for your birthday. You just jumping in. You excited.
Happy birthday, Louis Dix.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I got you an anthrax cake. I can't wait for you to eat it. What we got right here? The beautiful, sexy, and almost see-through white.
All right, it's Brandy McGee. Don't let almost the sweet face and the see-through t-shirt fool you.
That girl tweets all hours.
Nippleopolis.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to keep weird just, hours.
But your tweets, you don't ever really say nothing.
She doesn't, but she just, I woke up today and I feel love, life, love. Go for it.
Hey, yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
Prince,
you know what I'm saying?
Prince said, eat cookies at 12 a.m.
stuff like that. Whatever.
Over here we got the beautiful, the curvaceous, also the nice Ooh. Little summer dress with no bra. Who we got right here?
Denisha Danielle.
We got to get you something too.
I guess
the real estate mogul.
Yeah.
Well, the light-skinned real estate mogul.
I don't really know.
It's not vibing.
The real hair mogul.
Selling two backyards like don't make
we
you a
like mogul.
And last but not least, celebrating his 163rd birthday, the man that was a sparring partner for Jack Johnson in the Great White Hype, my man, 10 grand for his birthday yesterday, my man, Lou Dix.
Yes, Cinco de Mayo, 549. I had a great
Suck
time.
A lot of.
Suck a
That's
lot.
That's not cool, man. My kids, man, my daughter made me
Your
a cake.
Your daughter should be listening to this.
It said Suck a lot?
No. She made me a cake. My son took second place in this track meet.
And I heard you blew out the candles twice.
What does that mean?
Blow dry.
That's nasty. That's nasty. But in reference to the kid. Look, I had a great day, though, but thank you very much. You didn't even call me Johnny Mac.
I ain't supposed to.
You're supposed to call. Marcus King called me. Guy Black called me.
What did they call you and say?
It's out there now.
They said
it's out there.
Happy birthday. It was really meaningful, man. Your bosses don't have to call you.
First of all, I was hungover all day yesterday, so.
Oh,
yesterday was a blur. I don't even know what happened yesterday. Then I finally woke up, it was like there were no basketball games. I was like, I was out of it.
Oh.
I had, I don't know how many shots of the Patron and the vodka back. But I did celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Right.
Yeah, but I had a lot of tequila with a senorita back.
Hysterical.
Hilarious.
And down at the end of the table, I
I saw him building a million-dollar compound right outside the border of Tijuana. First name Johnny, last name Mac, middle name motherfucking. And when I see him, I say Johnny motherfucking Mac.
Hey, let's just jump right into it. Just right off the bat about the whole Osama thing. You know, he got shot in the head.
Yeah. And the chest.
And the chest.
And the chest.
And congratulations to the Navy SEALs.
Who got the turban? When they shot him in the head, you know the turban just flew the fuck off.
This is your question.
Who picked that up? We can't touch legs. Who picked the turban up?
Well, you know what they found on him.
What they found on him?
They found a Barack's birth certificate. I thought that was so funny.
Womp, womp, womp.
Wow.
This nigga's a comedy killer.
Suffocating.
Hey, man, he came in a comedy casket.
Right here. And congratulations Jesus to Christ. President Barack Obama.
Don't try to cover up that bad joke. Man, let me ask you this. Do you, like, pre-think your jokes before you say them, or you just, like, just let them out and whatever happens, happens?
No, that one I thought about and wrote out.
Pre-think.
Wow.
Did you write it in hieroglyphics? Because it could have been something you could.
I think he wrote it in invisible ink.
I was watching the news, and I had my notepad, and I was like, okay, Obama, they found his birth certificate. Cool. And that was the first joke I wrote, and then I kept writing.
Wow. Okay, what was the second joke you wrote?
The first one wasn't the charm.
I think they shot his humor with the, shit, never mind.
Yeah, you just fell too.
Welcome to the gutter, baby.
Hey, I never claimed to be a comedian. You did
but you
once
are
upon
sexy.
A time.
So, I'm just going to go right to Zoe Williams.
Hey.
The whole, you know.
The smart guy.
They found Osama Bin Laden, and they bust a couple of them off of him, you know. And I don't know if you use the word killed, executed. I don't know what the word should
murder,
be.
Murder, smoked.
I'm going to use the word murder.
Murder, yeah.
No, because he was a terrorist, you know. He was causing terror throughout the land, throughout the whole earth. You know,
but he was unarmed. But he was wanted dead or alive.
Yeah, he was wanted. So do you have to wait till he becomes armed before I go get him?
No, you don't have to do that.
No, but they said, the U.S. officials said that Bin Laden was shot when he made a threatening move. And you know what that was, right?
Yeah,
he put his hands up.
He put his hands up.
Hey, well, those Navy SEALs don't
play. That's why they're in New York where they shoot you for golf.
You know, Barack, though, did make a promise in the October 2008 debates that he was going to get Bin Laden.
He sure did.
He said, I'm going to kill Bin Laden. He said he's not.
Did he say kill?
Yes.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yes, he did. And he said, if the Pakistani officials will not cooperate when we find him, because we know he's in Pakistan, we will go in and we will get him.
Did he say get or kill?
No,
kill.
He said kill. He said he'll kill.
Okay, but you keep saying get. What did
he say? Said he said kill.
No, he
kill
said
get and kill.
Brandy?
He said kill. I remember it because I was thinking at the time, wow, that's really harsh words, but you got to respect. You got to respect a man that says, I'm going to kill him. And I go and do it. Like, I got mad love for our president.
The man that can do it legally.
Yeah, don't put it out like that.
Well, not
that because,
any man, but I mean, like, in this situation. Come on now.
Lewis Dix brings up a great point.
Impossible.
He said legally.
Impossible.
Because there is still some issue with the Pakistani government because they did it without Pakistan's knowledge.
Well,
and
Pakistan
that
is claiming
but
they
But you was the
know.
One that was hiding
no,
him out.
But Pakistan is a little chafed about all of this because you can't just come into a sovereign country and just be on your own mission and go get somebody, terrorist or not.
Right.
It has to be in cooperation
with the
UN. So Pakistan is a little upset about it.
Right, but Pakistan was claiming that they didn't know that Osama was there in this huge compound in the middle of the city, and they're saying, we didn't know he was there.
They play soccer every day.
I think Obama called the bullshit flag and said, you know he's there, either you get him or I'm going to get him. I'm not going to ask
they
for
had
permission,
the utility
and he
bill.
Did it.
I saw the utility bill. They bring out the utility bill on CNN, so somebody knew he was there.
The utility bill.
They brought out the utility bill. They had the gas and the water bill.
Well, no, in the beginning.
And the detonator got to call something.
In the beginning, Pakistan came out and said, no, nobody did any operations without our knowledge. But then they came back and turned around and said, we didn't know anything about the
operation. Yeah, because they didn't want to die.
The Black Hawk was theirs, and that's why they blew up the Black Hawk. They didn't want to leave no evidence so that it could be reversed and engineered by either the China and Chinese or somebody.
It was a stealth Black Hawk.
Absolutely.
Black, which is cool.
And I saw what the wife said is she haven't been outside the compound in like 5 years.
Yeah. No, she said she had lived at compound for more than 5 years.
Yeah. And she ain't been outside of it. She was like a prisoner there.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. So Denisha, you feel that – oh, you didn't say that. Just Brittany say that.
What's that?
That a man that can go out and kill – I don't think we should use the word kill when we're talking about the United States.
I think they killed him.
They killed
Johnny
him.
Johnny Mac, they killed him.
I don't think the word, I don't think the terminology is killed.
Terminates? Murked?
No. Okay, this the same. We ain't in a. We ain't
somebody's throwing assassination.
That's what it is.
Because we talking about Martin Luther King, and we talk about JFK. We don't say killed. We don't say murder. They call it an assassination. Yeah.
Yeah, but Bin Laden was wanted dead or alive. He killed almost 3,000 Americans.
Right.
Okay, so we wanted him dead or alive. He had to pay for that.
Right.
So
that's pinned on him that he did that. He never actually came out and said, I'm responsible.
Well, we never got a chance to talk to him.
He never said that. What he did was he applauded whoever did do it. They have him on record saying, good job, whoever knocked down the building.
No, I think he did say
He never. Osama bin Laden never said that.
Well, his cousin did.
Well, what do you think about the fact that some people have a problem with the fact that he was not allowed to, you know, be brought to trial? I mean, do you think that they should have just went ahead
It's apparent he wasn't going to be brought to trial. That's not what he wanted to do. He was hiding out in his compound. And maybe he was hiding in the cave. Was he in the cave?
No, he was in a compound.
Yeah, cable and everything.
Yeah.
They said it was a mansion, but did you see that?
Compared to, you know, yeah.
Well, mansion probably in that it was a big house, but it wasn't luxurious. But they did say that he used to have like all the, like, you know, he had all the modern products, like the good stuff, the good soaps, hot chocolate, like.
Yeah, they said they found 10 hard drives, 5 computers, 100 storage devices, a disc, DVDs, thumb drives. I don't even know what a thumb drive is. What is that?
That's what you use when you masturbate.
A thumb drive.
You got a heavy thumb drive.
Well, to Brandy's point. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Denise.
Well, I was just curious. I mean, we're all assuming he is dead because there's a lot of conspiracy theories that they're saying that he's not really dead.
Ain't nobody saying that.
There are. There are a lot of people
I know they're saying
challenging that they're saying whether or not Osama is.
And that's, you know, what gets to me. That's what it gets to me. You know, about, you know, the people that's challenging and saying that it wasn't him and if it was right or wrong. This is my thing. And Barack Obama is the president, and the Democrats and the Republicans is always arguing and fussing, is always on the other side. Mm-hmm. Don't we live in United States? Don't the word united mean we should be all together on one accord, striving for a better way of living and for whatever?
Ideally.
How can we constantly fighting, you know what I'm saying? When Bush was in there, he was destroying the country. You know, gas prices was damn near $5, like it is right now. Gas prices is $4.73 over here. You know, we ain't forgot about that. We need to bring that down, too, Obama. We need to bring that down. I know you're doing a great thing for all the bailing people out and shit, but bail us out. I got a BMW. It cost me $70 to fill up a BMW.
What?
Bail me out. Bail me out, too. Bring down the gas prices to a strong. But then gas, crude oil did go down to under $100.
Well,
hold on one second. Zoe Williams.
Yeah, fall easy.
Yeah, girl.
Let me get it. I just wanted to say, if you have
hold on one second. Zoe Williams.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Johnny Mac.
Thank you. I'll tell you my joke 2 hours
ago. No, there was a great question that was just presented to me.
Uh-huh.
The definition for assassination is to kill a prominent person, right? Right? To murder a prominent person. Well, if that's the case, what's the difference between, say, a Martin Luther King who was assassinated, or Malcolm X who was assassinated, and Osama bin Laden?
Difference. Osama was a criminal.
This is done legally.
Still a prominent person in the world.
No, he wasn't prominent.
He wasn't prominent because he was a criminal.
He was prominent.
It implies respect.
Yes, I think that's what it does. The assassination implies respect, and you don't want to do that.
And Osama doesn't get respect. It's just what we have to realize is that he was a criminal. He was sought dead or alive. We killed him. He should be dead.
Do you know exactly what he did? Do you have the breakdown on what makes him a criminal?
Yeah, because he was part of bringing down the Twin Towers.
How do you know that? That's still very nebulous and ambivalent. Nobody really knows.
I don't think our president, I really have to believe that. I don't think our president would stand there, Barack Obama, stand there and say, and kill this man, and he didn't do anything.
I'm with you, Luke.
I just trust. It's just crazy to think that.
Well, I mean, if he wasn't a criminal or guilty of some wrongdoing, what in the heck was he on the run for?
Boom. He was on the run, so he was.
He sure was on the run.
OJ!
let me ask you this, because, you know, it's still on the same topic. Prominent. When you say the assassination is the killing of a prominent person.
Right.
And I was talking to someone, and he said a famous person. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Osama bin Laden wasn't famous.
Yes, he was. He was well known.
He was infamous. He wasn't famous.
Famous for the right reason. You also, if you get assassinated, you have to bring some good to the world.
Right.
Where we feel bad that we lost you.
Yeah, killing a multitude of people does not make you famous. doesn't make you famous. So killing people don't make you famous. No, it does not.
It can make you infamous.
That's what I said. Infamous.
Yeah, yeah, like Chuck Manson.
Yeah, he's right. Infamous. Yeah,
people know him, but he's not famous. I don't want his autograph.
But yeah,
he's not.
Let's do it this way. Infamy is still a type of fame.
You guys, this is all semantics right now, and I think that the problem here is, like somebody said earlier, is that it's just a matter of what the word implies, okay? I mean, yes, killing, assassination, same thing, but so usually when we say assassinate, we are referring to somebody that we respect. Same with fame and infamy. They both mean that you're, you know, well-known, but kind of infamy is attached with something that's
negative,
more negative.
Connotation,
it's
yes.
a connotation. So, like, there's no point in arguing.
That's a good point, though, Brandy.
I
mean,
looked that up. Denisha Danielle, how do you feel about that?
And that's what I said. I said, when you assassinate somebody, when you say he was assassinated, it does imply respect and imply somebody who is.
When you read your article, what does it say? What does it say about
the operation took 40 minutes to take him out, man. And they had 25 commandos, and they jumped out, and a dog helped too.
And a dog.
They sent the dog. No, seriously.
He had an assault rifle.
What they do is they drop the dog in there, and he goes in there and makes sure if it's humans there and lets them know, and then they come in. You don't send a human.
What, he text them?
No.
he tweeted, said it's 25 people in
there. And then, you know, these dogs, when they retire, they go with the Navy SEALs.
Okay, damn that.
I have a question. Do you think we should be worried about revenge?
Heck yeah.
Do you think they're coming for us? Mm-hmm. Think Osama, you know, killing Osama, assassinating, whichever you prefer.
I don't know the word.
If you gives it, if you does that eliminate the threat?
Well, you had to eliminate the threat one way or the other because it's apparent he wasn't going to stop. You know what I'm saying? So you have to, you know, reasoning with this young man or with this man wasn't going to work. Bargaining with him wasn't going to work. So there was no other, like he said, Barack Obama said, if he don't stop, I'm going to have to go down and get him. And it's apparently he wasn't going to stop. Right? Mm-hmm. So you have to stop, you know, as Malcolm would say, by any means necessary.
Well, he wasn't really doing anything. He was kind of...
He done done what he needed
to do. He was just kind of on the low. And Al-Qaeda was being run by other people, subordinates. He wasn't actively doing anything. That was already
said. That?
That was already reported.
Well, how do you know?
Hold on.
It was reported on CNN. Well, I don't know anything.
That's crazy.
Just today...
We got to check out Zoe.
There was a story saying that Al-Qaeda has confirmed that he has died, and they have now vowed to avenge the death of Osama bin Laden with retaliation against the U.S., and they're saying that, you know, basically... They're gonna get us. Al-Qaeda released a statement. Yes, but what we're saying, they're telling us whether they are or they are not. They have openly and publicly said, "Hey, we're coming to get you for killing our leader."
They've been saying that for a long time.
We want all our Fox holders to call us and tell us how you feel about it. The number is 855-369-9898. I'm saying it nice and slow because it's a new number. 855-369-9898. Call us and let us know how you feel about this whole topic. You know, was it a killing? Was it an assassination? Was he prominent? Was he famous? Infamous?
Was he already dead? Infamous?
Yeah. Shout out to George Clooney. Today's his birthday.
What?
Okay.
You guys remember that thing that was floating around that said the Bush administration in 2004 said we're going to roll out Osama so we could get a boost for the 2008 elections. They had already said he was dead back then.
And then on top of that, Hitler was announced dead May 1st, 1945.
True, mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of people that are saying miraculously May 1st, you know, 2011. Now it's the same thing.
People can say anything. You can put anything up in there. One thing about statistics that I do know, you can twist and turn a statistic to be whatever you want to be. Mark Twain said it was
people are putting their bids in for the
presidency. You can even twist the word statistic to be whatever you want it to be.
Okay, all you everybody with a PhD, they're going to correct me all day. That's what we're going to do? You niggas act like y'all graduated. All of y'all DeVry mascots in here.
Really? Hey, but you know what?
You try to correct me.
That's really funny.
You don't even know how to cover up your gray chest hair, so you can never correct me.
You know. Happy birthday to Chris Brown. Yesterday was his birthday.
What's going on?
You know what? I know what it is. Lou Dix is trying to drum up some more birthday wishes for himself,
I
think.
No one cares.
No one cares.
And what's really funny is, who cares? I care about me.
Isn't that what we just said?
Oh, all righty. Back to Osama.
Hey, anybody got some medication? Ron Artest, can you donate your medication to Lou Dix?
No, his medication ran out with like 25 seconds left.
But give us a call once again. Let's tell us how you feel about the subject. I don't think we should call it he was murdered or killed.
He was assassinated.
I used the word assassination, and I think it was legally done, and it was something that had to be done because apparently this cat or al-Qaeda or whatever you want to say wasn't going to stop. And it is evident there may be some retaliation. So I don't plan on taking a trip no time soon.
Right, right.
I'm going to be driving to Alaska.
Can I answer Denisha Daniels'
Can
question?
I say this first?
Yes.
If anybody out there would like to wish Lou Dix, a.k.a. Suckalata, a happy birthday, please call in 855-369-9898 and wish this lonely man a happy birthday.
So he can have an explosion.
Jesus Christ.
He needs to feel loved today.
Do you feel, okay, you know what? On three, we're all going to say happy birthday, Suckalata. One, two, three. Happy birthday, Suckalata.
You really don't. It doesn't add anything, Suckalata. It doesn't add anything.
Hold on.
It doesn't add anything.
This dude has on a happy birthday shirt to himself.
No, this is to my dad's 70th birthday. I wore, this is the shirt that we got made for him. So it's my birthday, so I wore
it. Is it his birthday?
No, his birthday is January 12th.
So you wearing a happy birthday shirt on your birthday?
It's my dad's birthday.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen. Hey, you guys, remember to call in 855-369-9898. That's 855-FOX-9898. That's
the birthday. Miraculously, we have no birthday calls.
Yeah, we do.
No one cares.
We're about to go to Houston right now. We got Iverlene from Houston. What's up, Iverlene?
First of all, let me say happy birthday to Mr. Dix.
Oh, thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Dix.
713 area code. How you doing?
She like to be tied
I'm
up. She said,
fine.
Mr. Dix.
I'm doing fine. Yeah. Well, that's a whole nother story. But about Osama bin Laden.
Yes.
Well, I don't understand why somebody would say, we don't want to say he was killed or we don't want to say he was murdered or assassinated because it's not like you're going to say, oh, he was died. You know, he was killed. So a couple of bullets to the head is usually going to kill anybody, you know? It's just, I don't understand why that would be, you know, questionable because two bullets usually pretty much kill a couple, you know, anybody that happens to.
Yeah, except the congresswoman in Arizona.
God
bless her. She's doing well,
too. Whole new meaning for Superwoman. Whole new meaning for Superwoman.
Definitely. And thank you so much, Evelyn. Thank you so much for the birthday wish.
Right. And Mr. Dix, you wear your T-shirt proudly.
Thank you, because it's also Don Rickles' birthday.
Jesus.
Wow.
Explosion.
Dude, right here is off the chain.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, Lou Dix, we get it. A lot of men share your birthday. It's a lot of dudes were born the same day you was born on.
Please call in and wish him a happy birthday. 855-FOX-9898. That's 855-369-9898.
Let me ask you this, Zoe Williams, because, you know, like when we legally inject someone, put someone on an electric chair lawfully, mm-hmm. Is that called kill?
It's an execution.
It's an execution.
Okay.
Maybe that's a better word for Osama.
Okay.
Maybe
well,
he was just
that's
executed.
A great word. That's what actually Michael Moore, the guy that did all the documentaries, was
the
saying.
The fat dude
that
always talking shit.
Yeah, the fat dude with that never wears clothes.
With the turkey neck.
He basically said that it was an execution, and he actually disagrees with it because he was saying that America lost something in its soul because we killed him or executed him without putting him on trial.
I think it looks better when we put him on trial. Even Saddam Hussein got a trial. It was a trial. It wasn't from us, but we found him in a hole. We gave him to the Iraqi people. They put him on trial and they hung him on television.
But it's apparently my man wasn't going out like that.
Listen,
you think he
got killed like a black dude gets killed by a regular police officer? He put his hands up
No, we can't equate that. That man
Why
is
not?
Criminal because he's
because
a criminal.
How many criminals are at this table now?
No, hey, but I'm we don't have Black Hawks and the SEALs coming after. This man deserved what he got for what he did.
I agree with you, Lou Dix. We're about to go to Oakland.
For what we think he did.
We're about to go to Oakland right now. We got my man, 10 grand, Harry. Oaktown 37, get busy one time.
Hey, man, I'm loving hearing all you people, all this positive energy going back and forth. But about Bin Laden, he was out of pocket, and we live in a space we call Earth. A lot of us are brainwashed and confused. You can only do so much, and then you got to pay. That's all it is to it. And personally, how can they have the audacity to say, oh, we got him wrong? He's not on the page of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King or Anwar Sadat or Denmark Bessie. As far as that goes, Nat Turner, he was taken out the same way. Nat Turner, he was an intelligent man. He made them folks lock their doors and load their guns because he defied the laws of physics. The order of creation. You don't have the power to kill an innocent baby before it grows.
That's a good point. Thank you, Harry.
Thank you, Harry.
That was, man, you were speaking
Oak Town. That's
well,
Oak Town.
All,
town business right there. That's town business.
Oak Town right there. Oak Town representing. There's the region.
Hey. Hey, right now we're about to go to South Carolina. We got Mo on the line. What's up, Mo?
What's good?
What's up, Mo?
Check it out, man. It's like this right here. How we going to question what happened with Osama? I mean, this man ordered to hit the drive planes in the buildings.
Right.
I don't care if he financed it. I don't care if he fucking shook his head at the table in agreement with everybody else who already came up with the idea. He did what he did. That was the only name associated with this thing that I can think of.
Right.
So, I mean, he had to go. He had to go. And even, you know what I'm saying, if you don't feel like it was justifiable, I mean, we at least got to send a message to whoever else, you know, might want to try the same thing. They come up on American soil. It's got to be consequences for that.
You know what? He makes a good point, but like I mentioned yesterday on The Voice of Reason, 7 to 9 Thursday nights,
two hours.
We did. We did a whole thing on this last night, and the bottom line is, I think the president wants us to behave like we're parishioners at a church. Just have faith. First off, we want to see the body. We want to see some pictures.
Let me finish. 24 hours.
We want to see some evidence. It's almost like, take my word that we got him. Yeah, no.
And you know what? Hold on one second. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're going to take a break and come right back. Hold your thoughts. It's the Kim Foxhole, Sirius XM 98. Hit us.
It's Kim Fields' birthday.
Let's finish this argument.
We're going down. And now let's finish this debate. You know what I'm saying? Turn that song. I hate that song. That shit is terrible.
Who is that?
I don't know. I don't like it.
Sounds like a song that makes you spin around.
We're going to talk about that, too. We got that, too.
You know what I'm saying?
We let everybody know who's in the house right now. Over there got my man from The Voice of Reason.
Thursday nights again.
2 hours.
7 p.m. to 9 p.m. They keep telling me to say this. What's your name? The Voice of Reason. My name is Zoe.
Yes, all we need is your name, Playboy. That's all we need is your name.
Yeah, we don't need all that.
Go to hell in a handbasket.
And how come you don't invite us?
Hey,
your
I heard the steam room is off the chain in hell, though.
It's your girl, Brandy McGee. Don't let the sweet face fool you.
All the see-through shirt.
The tweeter.
Tanisha Danielle.
Brawless.
Real estate mogul.
And here's another person that's brawless. You see, you ain't paying attention.
I am paying attention. I am not brawless. I've been working out.
You wearing a bra?
I mean, no, I'm not wearing a bra. You know.
Because you ain't paying attention. Say your name.
My name is Louis.
Suckalotta. Now, we're talking about Osama bin Laden.
Say that again.
Osama bin Laden. I can't say his name, but you know, Malcolm. Osama.
At public school, just jump out of your mouth.
Boy. Uh-huh. Some other things jumping out of your mouth. You call it taffy. Anyway, but it was testicles. So we're talking about the situation, you know, I call it, what's my mind called, the execution.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may say the assassination. And some people on this panel said the killing or the murder.
And the smoking.
I didn't want to use those terms, you know what I'm saying, because, you know. And then we had another debate while we was off. Someone brought up was Tupac killed or assassinated? Was Biggie killed or assassinated? And we're going to go right to Zoe Williams and let him say what he said during the break.
Well, remind me of what I said. Anyway, no, an assassination is the plan to get somebody and then actually get them. It's like you plan it and then you carry that out.
Usually for
a prominent figure.
Days, weeks, months.
Right.
Right. So, not just nobody coming out of the club, I
not
shoot.
Not just a random fall into and murder or kill. It's a plan. It's a plot. It's a conspiracy to go get that person.
So, Brandon McGee, did you think Tupac and Biggie was assassinated?
Well, just to clear up, so therefore, according to that definition, they were assassinated.
Yes.
Who was assassinated?
Tupac and Biggie.
Yes.
According to what Zoe just said. That's the definition, but for some reason it just don't feel right to call Tupac and Biggie's as an assassination.
It was.
I understand that it was an assassination by definition, but it's just like,
Yeah, it's not the same.
855-369-9898 is the new phone number. Please call us right now and share your opinion. That's 855-FOX-9898.
And wish Lou Dix a happy birthday because he needs it for
or
some
not.
Reason. Or maybe not. Just maybe not. You don't wish me a birthday.
No one cares.
I'm partying tonight.
Lou really? Dix,
explosion.
Do you feel that Tupac and Biggie was assassinated?
No.
Well, go ahead.
Why? They were caught up in they got shot by some mean criminals.
Oh God.
They got shot by criminals. They were assassinated.
They were not assassinated.
They were not assassinated.
He was assassinated. Tupac was assassinated. Biggie was assassinated. He's a prominent figure. There was a plan to kill him.
Let me ask you this. Why would you say someone that had Thug Life tattooed on his stomach was assassinated?
Because the definition of assassination is the murder, the conspiracy to murder a prominent figure.
You feel that they conspired to kill Tupac and
Absolutely.
Biggie. Them niggas got shot coming out of the club.
They conspired to kill
him. That's not a conspiracy.
Why isn't it a conspiracy?
They got shot coming out.
But why isn't that a conspiracy?
Okay, so they was on the same level as Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and all these other people. They were the same level.
No, they were prominent people. I'm not saying that, but they were prominent figures.
What does prominent people mean?
Person of note, person of notoriety, person of some level of fame. I mean, that's a prominent figure.
But is there different levels?
I mean, just because they're in different
genres. So you would put
genre,
Tupac like, and instance, Malcolm X on the same level?
Just because you have a hip-hop figure and a civil rights person, it doesn't mean that they're not notable in whatever field that they're in. Tupac is prominent. If you go to Africa, they got tags on African huts that say Tupac and Biggie. So come on, that's prominence. That's international iconic status.
What I asked you was there a different level?
I said they're different. You can be in a different field or in a different genre. Martin Luther King, of course, means the world to black people because he was a civil rights activist. We love him to death for that.
Right.
But that doesn't discount the prominence of Tupac.
That's not what I'm saying. Go ahead, Luke. Martin Luther King had a dream. Tupac and them had an album. Okay, they had albums. All right, I'm with you on the hip hop stuff and all that, but they really didn't.
That was funny, and I agree.
Martin Luther King had an album too. Martin Luther King had an album too. Yeah, but Martin Luther King and Malcolm and all that. You cannot. As much as I love Tupac and all that, and Biggie and all that, and I love the Biggie movie. I really did.
I have a dream speech went platinum too.
That was not. But they're not the same.
That's not the same.
It's not the same.
The president has two.
We're not saying it's the same. We're saying the level of acknowledgement on a global level. We're talking about on a global level.
We understand.
Come on now.
Can we argue that he was prominent? Can we establish that Tupac and Biggie are prominent figures?
I said that. I said is it the same as our political leaders, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King? Is that the same as Tupac and Biggie?
No.
That's why I said, is there different levels?
Different categories.
So we agree to that.
855-FOX-9898 is the number to dial. Please reach out right now and share your opinion on what we're talking about right now, because we obviously don't agree.
Tupac's going to be on the show next week.
Okay. And the jokes are even more stale after the birthday.
Womp, womp.
Let's go. You should have buried that joke with Tupac. We're going to go to D.C., Chocolate City, and we got Andrea from D.C. What's up?
Hey, it's Andrea, but thank you.
Andrea. Okay, there's an L on it.
Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
I was calling about Osama, but I do think Biggie and Tupac were killed, but assassinated, I should say.
Thank you.
I do think Osama bin Laden was assassinated. The reason I say I think he was assassinated is the definition of the word. Do I think he deserved it? In every sense of the word, with every drop of blood in my body, he pretty much pissed all over America and was like, ha, I got you. And America said, no, you don't have us. It took us almost 10 years, but the message was, you will not mess with America and think you're going to get away with it.
Amen. Agreed.
Amen. That's right.
The assassination, the murder, whatever, it was symbolic. I believe in what it stood for, because you will not mess with my country. These soldiers did not die. So I do agree with it.
Talk that talk, girl.
It sounds like she got a weapon on her right now.
I'm telling you. Man.
And if it come back in, let me.
Your phone's breaking up.
Do you work for a phone company?
Because at first you sound like, oh, she sound like coffee because it's Pam Grier's birthday.
Wow.
Jesus.
Hey, which, say it again, love.
I'm sorry. I said I do work for an Intel community. And I do know most things that a lot of other people don't know. And it's not fair what really happened and what the American people know.
Right.
So Andrea, are you a DJ? Because your cell phone is scratching.
She said she works for Intel. I think they bugged your phone.
Thanks a lot.
So she said they bugged the phone.
So, Johnny Mac, we have one assassination, zero kill.
Okay, cool.
Call us. Let us know what you think.
We're going to go down to Brooklyn. Yeah, what's up, son? It's Brooklyn. We got Roland.
Roland
from Brooklyn. Roland?
Yes, Roland's here.
What's up, Pimpin?
What's up, Brooklyn?
Hey, man, you know, people got the whole definition messed up because I feel that Bin Laden was not assassinated. He was executed. Billy the Kid was executed because he killed people. Bin Laden was known to kill people, not only in America, but in other countries as well. He got exactly what he deserved, and he should have been killed. He should have been executed. There was no need to bring him back to trial because having a trial meant that now we got to spend millions of dollars to execute what was going to happen anyway.
Does somebody have a gun on you or something?
Seven what?
Hey, go ahead, brother.
Hey, but I understand that it has nothing to do with me having a gun on me or anything. It has something to do with what's right and what's wrong.
Right.
How long must the devil run free?
All right, thanks, Reverend.
The devil.
Thanks. Thank you, Reverend.
Hey, Roland, I'm going to roll with you. I appreciate that. So that's two for assassination.
Thanks a lot for the call, Roland.
/ execute. None for kill. We about to go to Maryland, D.C. Hey, the coach just retired over there. Mr. Williams, he's a coach for 22 years over there, University of Maryland. My man, 10 Grand Jerry, what's happening with it?
How y'all guys doing today? And happy birthday, Mr. Dick.
Hey, thank you very much, Jerry.
God,
thank you, homie.
Oh, this man. Hey, you got a cupcake for him?
Dude, love.
Yeah, I got one for him. Come get it.
Oh!
Damn.
We'll take your number after the call for Lewis.
Hey, Land. What's the new intern's name? Get his number.
You got freaking fly miles.
Come on. Hey, Jerry, thanks. Much respect. Thanks, Jerry.
What's up, Jerry? How you feel about it?
I'm doing all right. We're getting back to the question. I think he was actually shot in self-defense because if he went to make a move, he don't know what that guy was getting ready to do. So that guy, that seal that shot him, killed him in self-defense. If he would have got a gun, he would have killed them. So, I mean, hey, it's self-defense for the country, self-defense for himself. It was his life for his life.
So do we know if he had, I mean, we know he had weapons.
Yeah, he was weapons in the compound.
So he's armed and dangerous. Yeah, you get shot on sight. That's it.
Yeah, he had weapons all over the place.
Armed and dangerous.
He would have fell to the floor and got a gun. You know how we do in the hood. You drop to the ground, you got your gun. You want to shoot, come up, shoot.
But in the hood, we reaching for our wallet or our bus pass, and we get shot 57 times.
I am reaching in my pocket for my license.
41 times in New York.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks for the phone call, man. And Lou Dick said he won't come by and pick up that cupcake topless. We about to go to Georgia.
You know, that wasn't funny.
That was funny.
Yes, it was.
That was funny, Lou Dick. Georgia, we got Robert on the phone. What's up, Robert? Robert? Robert or robot? What's happening?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey,
Robert.
You got a 7-second delay.
And I work for a cell phone company. That's fucked up. Anyway, Lewis, happy birthday, but it is kind of fucked up. You got on your daddy's shirt.
Robert, did you just crack on me?
Listen, man, check this out. First off, I kind of agree with Rashawn Mendenhall. It is fucked up that America is really celebrating this the way they are. Don't get me wrong. I understand why they're doing it, but I still think it's fucked up because if somebody came over here right now, shot Barack Obama in the head, and then they were all standing around.
Whoa.
Listen, you got to listen to what I'm saying. Everybody was celebrating over in their country like, oh, we got him. We'd be pissed off, ready to fight. Now, second thing, before you finish, let me finish. Second thing, if the way he got shot was
somewhat in self-defense. They didn't know if the room was booby-trapped, if he had something on him, so they shot him. I don't know if it's assassination, killed, or whatever. The nigga was shot. He's dead. He's gone. Does he deserve to die? Absolutely. But because if you reap what you sow, he got what he deserved. What I don't like is the fact that us as Americans, I know it's a sort of justice peace thing, but y'all think it's going to be over just because we shot this nigga in a room? Absolutely not. It was other people, millions of other people involved. So, yeah, great victory, whatever, we killed him. But for us celebrating the way we do, I don't think it's right, because if it was one of ours and they celebrated on national TV so people around the world could see it, we'd be pissed off.
Good point.
Bad point. I'm going to tell you this. Do you think when they crashed those airplanes into the World Trade Center and killed not one person, but thousands of American citizens who were innocently going to work today, that day, they celebrated that.
Thank you.
They celebrated that.
Wait a minute. The jury is still out on who actually did that.
My man.
Whoever it was. But
no one has ever equivocally said that they did it. Fuck, how the hell, somebody still explain to me how you run a plane into a building and it fall demolition style.
Oh, no, okay. Right. All right, you know what?
Right.
You know
well,
what?
He did congratulate the death of American citizens. He did celebrate that.
Thank you.
He was taunting America with these videos.
Thank you.
And yes. They were saying, we're after you. He would release these videos, and it was considered
a
taunt.
He was dropping mixtapes.
Hold on. Let Tanisha. That was funny. Tanisha, continue, because
so
I love what you're
point,
saying.
So the whole point, and to compare Osama bin Laden to Barack Obama, who is not
ridiculous.
A terrorist.
Thank you.
But it's not even the same thing. But yes, we would
Wait
be devastated.
Minute. It's not the same thing. He's not their president.
There are
he's the leader.
In other countries who might think America and our agenda is terrorism.
Okay.
Stop
out of
here.
Can I say something? What are we talking about?
Well, you should go live in their countries and tell me how you feel when they treat you like shit.
Listen, it's a lot of people. Did you see what happened?
Hold on one second.
I'll wait.
Lou Dix.
I love Zoe, but I just totally, totally disagree with them.
Me too.
I'm an American. I really don't believe that we conspired to we killed him because he deserved it. And I stand on America's side, and I don't
Me
care
too.
How he feels, how they feel about us killing him. He's dead. He should be dead. And if you come over our country starting some other stuff, you're going to be dead.
You know what? We're going to take a quick break.
Strong wow, Louis.
Hey, I agree with Lou Dix. We're going to take a quick break. We're at the Foxhole Sirius 98, XM 98. Give us a call, 855-369-9898. The Foxhole, baby.
I am American.
Sirius 98 is going down. Osama has been laid to rest. Did he rest? He's out to sea.
He's in the water.
They said they dropped him in the water.
Well, speaking of Osama getting laid.
Yeah, the Obama torpedo. I know the shark's like, who's this? Who's the dude with the beard? I don't eat hair. Anyway.
Johnny Mac.
Hey, I didn't shoot him. I wish I would have, though.
You got 25 million.
Be famous.
That was the going rate? Right?
Yeah. They had a bounty on him for 25 million.
So the government will just pay itself.
I think I just said that.
Exactly.
We'll
as
take
per,
I could have came usual. Up like 7-Up. I didn't know they had a 25
million.
Yeah.
Could have got some gas.
Who gets it now?
Who gets that? Did American people get something?
No, nobody.
Obama.
Nobody.
That was
you don't
on.
Even pay the dude
they
that,
should give
in
it
the military?
To the Navy SEALs.
No, this is job.
The dude in the military don't get none of that?
The dog gets
don't
something.
You think he should get a bonus?
He's going to get something. Yeah. He's going to have a hell of a book.
Yeah. Mm. Shit. Nice. Damn a book.
No, he's going to make some money on that book.
Look, I would have went in there unloaded. I would have killed him with a butter knife. 25 mil.
You wouldn't have made it. With your dreads, you wouldn't have made it past the
you
first
don't,
compound.
You don't know my old life, Lou Dix.
You would have get caught up in the barbed wire.
They would say, hey, woman, get back here, woman. Woman, come back.
You saying
and some people in Richmond and Oakland can testify by my skills.
You saying Osama would have made Johnny Mack one of his concubines?
Of course.
The dreads and stuff.
Don't make me say on the air what you just said to one of our interns.
Why don't you tell us what he said?
It did not mean
you just told one of our interns for your birthday you want to pull out his shirt.
That's not what I said.
You did
That's
say
not
that.
What I said. Yeah, what happened is we have an intern
you
here.
You said next. You wanted to stick your finger in his flesh.
No, I didn't.
You said
this young kid went to Michigan State. He's a fine worker.
He's so fine.
He's a fine worker.
I don't mean good look. I mean he's a good young worker. He's really neat and nerdy from the East Coast like I was, and he tucks his shirt in all the time. He never looks
and
like a
and you wanted to retuck his shirt.
No, I was going to mess with him, like messing his hair up. I was going to pull his shirt up and mess
I'm
his shirt.
I'm going to pull your pants down
like,
and
Landon,
recess.
Because Landon doesn't tweet for me. He tweets for everybody else. I'm like, Landon, you better tweet for
you
me.
You want Landon to tweet
you
for you?
No, I'm going to twerk for you?
I don't mean it.
You know what?
Come over here and twerk for me. Twerk.
I'm going to pull your pants down in recess.
That's what you. That's not what I. Landon, you understand what I mean.
You
Landon.
A fine boy. You so Landon. Fine.
This shit is going
I'm
bad.
Still laughing at Kirkwood
Can
trying to
rap.
Can
you wash my car with your shirt off?
No, let's continue.
We're going to just last topic. We're
Speaking
talk
of twerking.
About.
Exactly.
We heard that my man Osama had a little couple of little broads there. He had a little situations on the side there. Go ahead, Denisha. Tell him about his pimping.
Well, Osama had, in 2006, a woman named Kola Boof came out. With
Colon.
A, Kola. Oh. K-O-L-A. Boof. B-O-O-F. Was she's an American citizen, uh-huh. and she was saying that she was Osama's mistress.
Uh-huh.
Her citizenship was jeopardized, but then they said that she was actually a sex slave. And she had this interview where she said, Osama is a gifted poet.
Mm.
He was very soft-spoken and sensitive,
mm.
but also violent. He beat me and was tyrannical towards his men and very embarrassed about sex, but addicted to it.
Mm.
Because I'm black, yes, she was black, and wasn't Muslim at the time, he considered me a non-woman, a piece of meat for men to wipe their sins off.
Now, what's wrong with that?
That yeah. To me, that sounds like their Mac. Culture.
That sounds.
I don't
that
wipe
doesn't sound like. That sounds like that's how they are.
I wipe my sins.
I don't know. I've
not
dated a Muslim man or two. They're
in
not
in
all
America,
like that.
We're talking about over there.
No, you dated a dude with a bean pie. That's not really a. that's not the same.
Yeah, really. The one on Slauson and Crenshaw.
That's not fair. There's very tender,
much respect
kind
to the
Muslim
Nation
men.
Of Islam. No disrespect from Zoe Williams, the voice of reason on Thursday nights. Continue, Johnny Mac.
No. So Osama. Had a few brawls on the side there.
Yeah.
Now that was funny.
Go ahead, Denisha.
Yeah, no, she's she goes into detail. She's got a full autobiography.
So,
what's her name?
Well, she
Kola Boof.
She was a because she was black. She was Cherry Kola. was she? You said she was an American citizen.
She is an American citizen.
But it could have been revoked because of this situation. So she wasn't really an American. She was from somewhere else.
She was from the Sudan.
What?
Yeah, she's Sudanese. Oh, okay. But they were the fact that she was affiliated with Osama
she was on
bin
her
Laden
knees.
Is why
say?
They were going to. that is why they were going to revoke her citizenship.
Oh, they were going to revoke because
of her affiliation.
Yeah,
with
I'm
him.
Quite sure to be an American citizen, when you come from another country, there's rules and regulations that you have to abide by. You just can't sleep with a known terrorist and give up information, and you know.
I mean, my man's gotten it right. He used to date Divine Brown. And another pointless reference out, right? From Lewis. It just did not come out.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Birthday is not helping you.
Yeah.
Let me just give you the Islamic laws here.
Yeah,
for
thank
marriage.
You. Come on.
Yeah, because the culture thing.
It was
thank
apparently
you.
That Osama
17 eyes.
Yeah, he had several.
Come on,
he had several females. He had a harem.
Right.
He had a harem.
Absolutely. Well,
and in his country, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, in Islamic law, you know, they follow two major books. Their holy book is the Quran. And they also follow the hadith, which is the, you know, the sayings or the actions of the Prophet Muhammad.
That was full okay. duh-duhs. You did the same thing. Keep going.
Wrong. The Quran states that a man can have as many wives as he can take care of, right? But the hadith says he can have four wives because the Prophet Muhammad had four wives.
Did he? Okay. So the other books say you can have as many wives as you can take care of.
The Quran, the actual holy book of the Muslim religion, the Islamic religion.
And how many mistresses?
That sounds
can
like
you
Utah.
Have?
What about adultery?
There's no such thing as a mistress in Islam.
He can
there
have,
you go.
So he can have.
So you can have a lot of hoes.
It's a wife in training, a concubine, a co-wife, that whole situation.
So it's as many as you can afford.
Yes, which is a somewhat of a parable because one wife is difficult.
So that's basically saying I can have one and a half bitches.
Johnny Mac.
One I'll sleep with, one just give me head all day.
Johnny Mac.
Well, I'm just tripping.
I'm trying to hit the lottery. I'm trying to come up on my bitches. What's wrong with that?
Johnny Mac.
Now, you can only afford one and a half.
One and a half, yeah.
Well, it depends on where they're from.
I can't see the bitch every day because I can't afford it.
Lord.
Wow, Johnny Mac.
Hey, that's some every man's dream.
Wow.
Well, how do you know how much is one cost? Different women cost different things.
Oh, okay. In that
okay,
country,
well, how much would it cost you to be?
No, but I'm saying
my
cocky
buying my wife
quote,
and training
unquote,
my.
To quote
my
unquote,
side
take care of.
Dee Dee sells buildings, so you're going to
exactly.
have to
Exactly. Dee Dee takes
up.
Care of herself.
She sells backyards, nigga. She don't sell
Hilarious.
She's selling
she said backyards. 855-FOX-9898 is the new number to dial. Please reach out and let us know what you feel about our conversation. 855-369-9898.
Well, you know, well, we're going to talk about another hot topic right now. We can just transition into this. It's something near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
The fight.
Pacquiao, Sugar Shane Mosley.
Who you
Pacquiao in four.
Well, wait.
Hold on. Let me get to it. Let me get to it. Let me get
wait
to it.
Wait for it.
Let me get to it.
Okay, go ahead.
Lou, don't bust off so early.
That's what she said.
Again and again.
Hey, you little light-skinned fever, you.
Saturday night.
Wow, your corny is on high today.
This right here, chili con corn.
He called her a light skin fever. What kind of Don Cornelius reference?
Tomorrow night, May the 7th, is going down in Vegas. Sugar Shane Mosley. Let me look at his record.
You going with your boy?
Let me look at his record. He's 46-6-1 with 39 KOs.
He
Who is this?
Hit.
This is before the steroid allegation. Against Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, who's 52-3 with 2 ties. No decision.
How many knockouts?
38.
Whoa.
That was after the steroid allegation.
Hilarious.
Wow.
He was on steroids. We can talk about that later. Now, I'm going to go. Trust me, we'll talk about that later. I'm going to go around the table. Who you got? Zoe Williams. Sugar Shane, the black man.
I'm going to make it quick. Pacquiao. Done deal.
Infidel.
I must. Hey, dude is past his prime. I think Pacquiao's quicker, and I think he's unorthodox. And don't make me get into the signs and all of that. But I think he's unorthodox, and it's going to be hard to hit him. And of course, you know, this guy.
Sugar Shane is quick.
He's extremely not
powerful.
As quick as he used to be. But what happens
he's
is
he's quicker
he,
than everybody that Pacquiao has fought.
The longer the fight goes on,
That's
the
true.
More predictable this guy becomes. And it's going to be real hard to deal with him.
Knockout or decision?
I think it's going to be he's going to get pounded on. He's going to be swole up.
Sugar Shane ain't never been knocked out. Sugar Shane ain't never been knocked out.
I don't think he's going to get knocked out, but I think he's going to be knuckled up. I think it's going to be really lumpy by the end of it.
I don't agree with that.
Trust me.
Brandy McGee, who you got?
Blood and water.
You know, this is a tough one for me, and I tended to bet on black, but I think Pacquiao this time.
He's not black.
I know. Oh, I'm going against what I would typically.
Well, he's Filipino.
And why do you feel, why do you say
Asian
Pacquiao?
Black.
I don't know. I think, like, after – I just think that Pacquiao – y'all need to stop. I just think that Pacquiao just got a surprise for him. I think he's just gonna shock him. I mean, I don't know. Instinct.
It's obvious you don't know anything about boxing.
At all.
No, but you know what?
You try to play it off.
No, it's not – I don't. I don't sit there and follow it. I'm not reading statistics and all that. I'll tell you that. But my gut tells me it'll be Pacquiao. How
good,
about that?
Good gut. You got a nice
Your
gut.
Your gut.
Styles make fights.
That means you're hungry. Cream Dream, who do you got?
Cream Dream.
Light skin fever.
Flan.
Cream Dream is good.
We're the getting there. We're beauty. Getting there.
I'll have the flan. No,
I'll go out on a limb. I have never been wrong in picking a boxing match, and Pacquiao is going to win. I will reserve
never?
The right that if he comes out
who, you,
with
Jimmy DeGreek, I've never
no,
been wrong.
No, I have never been wrong. I have never been wrong. I've always
Prove
called
that.
The fight wrong. I mean, the homies aren't here, but it's the truth.
The I've homies. Never. But you called a fight in round 12.
No, it's a decision. I don't think he's going to knock him out. I think it'll be a decision.
So you picked Buster Douglas over Mike Tyson?
Thank you.
I don't remember.
She did yeah, not.
Right.
She was yeah. I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember, but I've never been wrong.
Oh, wow.
Ever. In everything.
That's a female That's, statement right yeah. there. That's a female statement.
The
I've
personification
never been
of femininity.
I see why she's broke up. Lou Dix.
Yes, I am.
Who do you got?
I have Sugar Shane is the Derek Fisher of boxing for me.
He's Nobody knows what that means.
I mean, he's good. He's won Go some deeper. Championships, but he just can't handle that speed, and that's what it is. He's going to get beat.
He's handled speed
I don't know
many,
if you
many
want
times
to put
his career.
Him in with Derek Fisher.
Yeah,
how did talk about now? I'm saying that Sugar Shane can't handle the speed now because he's older and he's slower and. You know,
you could have said he was the Ramil Robinson of boxing. You didn't
Sugar,
have to share.
Sugar Shane is the Moses Malone of boxing.
That was right. That was my dig for you Laker fans.
Yo, give us a phone call. Give us a call at 855-369-9898.
Wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
My voice goes off.
You had a prison flashback.
I'm going through puberty. 855-369-9898. Let us know who you got, Sugar Shane or Pacquiao. Now, I'm going to tell you who I got.
Yeah, who you got, Bob?
I follow the sweet science. I have participated in a few rounds, a few sparring, and every once in a while, and Lou Dix with his T-shirt again. I'm going to show y'all what I got in the ring.
No, we're going to put on some gear and go.
We should.
You don't want that.
With the headgear.
We should. Oh,
you don't want that, Louis.
We should, Lou Dix.
Hey, you know what? I'll take you two out first.
Hey, hey, let's stay on the top.
Two women?
No, you're going to take Landon out first.
Right.
Landon.
Here's what I think. This is my scientific decision. This is how I feel. This is based on the science. If I watch these cats' careers, Sugar Shane, and I watch Pacquiao's career, I've watched them all for years. I say this. I got Sugar Shane in four. After the fourth round, if he ain't put him out, if he ain't battered and bruised this cat, put him to the cameras once or twice, he ain't going to make it.
He ain't going to make it?
He ain't going to make it. But in the first four, Sugar Shane going to give him hell.
So essentially you're saying either one.
But it's like Zoe said, after so many rounds.
Right, he's fighting with one lung.
When he fought Mayweather, you know, in the second round, he made Mayweather do the butterfly.
Yeah,
he buckled him. And then he came again with a boom and hit him two times. But Mayweather was able to withstand the barrage. And I don't think Pacquiao can take that.
Really?
So my thing is if Sugar Shane, when Sugar Shane catch him twice. And here's another thing y'all ain't counting in.
What?
Pacquiao ain't never fought nobody this quick and nobody this strong and powerful. Most of Pacquiao's fighters, when he fought Cotto, when he fought Claudia, and when he fought Margarita, they come straight ahead. Ain't no head movement. Ain't no bobbing and weaving. He ain't running around the ring. Ain't none of that going out. Look at Pacquiao's fighters. They come straight ahead like the fucking mummy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have.
How consistent can Sugar Shane be with the movement? Because typically Sugar Shane does revert back to the straightforward boxing.
When it's time to brawl, he'll get up in there and brawl with you. But he, if you look at his career, he's been sticking and moving against De La Hoya, against everybody else, all his fights. He's sticking
five
moving.
Years but, ago, yeah. He would beat Pacquiao.
I would say that, too. Now
not
he's
today.
Much too old, Johnny Mack,
too,
too
old
slow.
Too.
He's 2-2 and one in the past five fights.
Y'all didn't see my man.
No, you just pulling for him because that's your friend, Johnny Mack.
You know, I did play against him in the Entertainment League.
Yeah,
but
no.
I didn't take his shorts out. That's, that's what you want to know.
You just thought he had nice eyes.
Lord, what the hell?
This thing is going fast to hell.
Y'all going to make everybody homosexual. Anyway, we're going to go to Indiana right quick. We got my man, 10 grand, Al.
Hey, Al.
Not Capone, but we got Al on the line. What's up, Al?
SOS, man. Look here. I'm trying to tell y'all, quit counting these old niggas out, okay?
Right.
Because what Pacquiao, what's about to happen to him is he about to get an old-fashioned ass whooping, okay?
Bam.
We're going to use some nursery rhymes. Six pick up sticks, okay? That's when it's gonna happen. You know, Pacquiao will make
can you go back to that nursery rhyme again?
Yeah, that sounds like a prison nursery
right.
rhyme.
This nigga's gators is shedding.
Nigga,
I thought you was playing jacks.
No, but check this out. He gonna wake Sugar Shane up with one of them good punches, and then Sugar Shane gonna say, "Oh shit, nigga, you done did it now," and he going down.
Man, sure. Sounds like a nice fairy tale.
Sound like a bootleg reverend.
Yeah, Al.
But I agree with my man Al. I agree with you, Al. Yeah. This is what y'all ain't counting on. Sugar Shane is a fighter. This ain't no tomato can.
Oh no, he's an excellent boxer, but I just think he's a little past, you know, his effectiveness.
How old is he exactly?
He's 39.
He's old.
He's done.
How old is Pacquiao? It ain't like he's 22.
But he's younger. He's faster.
He's younger than what?
And I think he's closer to his peak. He's closer to his peak, Pacquiao is, than Shane. I think Shane's peak is a few years past.
That's true. But I think Sugar Shane got enough. Because you got to look at this.
Listen, you know anybody
styles
in boxing. Styles make fights. And anybody in boxing, if you catch somebody.
That's what I'm saying. That's
but
what I'm saying.
If we're predicating his success off of him trying to catch
that's what he
Pacquiao.
Does. He catches. He caught Mayweather, but Mayweather was able to take it. He's going to catch him. It's inevitable. The cat, he's a championship fighter, too.
But this is the most unorthodox fight. He's like the.
He is unorthodox because he keeps his hand down. He's left-handed, so he keeps his right hand down. Sugar Shane is quick enough. Pacquiao is 32 years old.
Yeah.
How many? But he done had more fights. It's a weathered 32. He done had 57 fights.
But I would.
It ain't like he's a fresh 32.
Just go back and look 6 years, and look at 7 years now, and look at a 32-year-old Sugar Shane.
Right.
He was a monster.
Right.
He was ridiculous. Now, if they're both 32. That's a very evenly matched kind of, you know, fight, and I would probably lean towards Sugar Shane.
Playboy.
But right now,
Sugar Shane is
Sugar
the bigger
Shane,
fighter.
Tear that ass up, man. hell with all that evenly matched shit.
Is he just back?
He's still on the line.
What has happened?
Hey, hey.
Lazarus call.
It's
that motherfucker was hanging on, wasn't he?
Strange fruit. Get off the line.
He was hanging on to this phone call.
Gee.
But I, like I said, Sugar Shane is the bigger fighter.
Yes.
Equally, if not faster than Pacquiao. And I believe.
That's a big statement.
Are you going to say Sugar Shane is faster than Pacquiao? I just want to hear you say it.
Yes,
right
I am.
Now.
No, he's not.
Yes, I
no.
am.
Let's move
855.
You tripping.
855 Fox 9898 is the number to dial. If you agree or disagree with Johnny Mack's assertion that Pacquiao is faster.
I said equal to, if not faster.
Sugar Shane Mosley is equal to, if not faster than Pacquiao. Call us right now, 855-FOX-9898. That's 855-369-9898.
We're about to go down to Mississippi over there. They're flooding out there, right?
Yeah, they're flooding. Hey, Mark, hope everything's well there with you and your family.
Yeah, apparently it is where he's on the phone. What you got there, Mark?
Man, fuck Pacquiao, man. His juicing up ass. That nigga was scared to fight Money Mayweather. Sugar Shane gonna put them 1,000-to-1 hands on his ass. He gonna go back to the little goddamn island he governor of, where the fuck, president and shit.
Great.
He just ain't ready.
That's what I believe you, Mark.
I think y'all.
Well, I don't
I
know. Ain't ready. Yeah. I don't know if that's a good.
But I'm gonna agree with Mark. Sugar Shane, this is his natural weight. Pacquiao has came up from a featherweight to this weight. You know, some people say he's been juicing.
And how much is that? How much do they weigh?
That's like, they got to weigh in 147 or less.
That's about well, 147 is the bottom.
Yeah,
right?
It's the max. 147
yeah,
is the that's the limit.
I'm in the same class.
Yeah, we're
but
in the same
less.
Weight class. And by the way, hit us on Twitter if you want to weigh in on this too, at Foxhole, Foxhole.
All right.
So, now who do you got, Lou Diggs? How do you feel?
I'm not going to pay for the fight, and I'm going to wait till it comes on HBO next week. And
what?
It's not to me, it's not an exciting fight.
So
it's
you're not
going to
look at the news or nothing? You're just going to
week later I know he's going to lose. I mean, Sugar Shane's going to lose. He's old. He's just doing it for the money. He doesn't really,
he's still
Sugar
a competitor
Shane.
Now.
Yeah,
he's Virgo.
He fights for the
He needs
the,
with the damage that boxing does, these guys, they need to just stop and do some other stuff. Cause
that's not what they do, Lou. No. They're fighters.
Yeah, but their brains.
You don't want this dude working at Rouse for paper and plastic. That's what he do. He fights.
But he's made enough money to he can damage himself.
He's not fighting for the money. He's fighting for the championship.
No, he's fighting for the money, Johnny
Mack. He's fighting for the championship.
So, Johnny Mack, he's fighting for the money.
What is the weight class called?
Welterweight.
So that's 140 to 147.
Right.
That's the
we're in the same weight class.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna get out of it.
You gonna get out of there?
Yeah, y'all can't even fight. That I'm just kidding. That weight class.
But we whoop your ass, okay?
Stumbles exactly. on the joke.
Yeah, they'll beat you with all your bad jokes.
Hey, Johnny Mack.
Brandon, we gonna go to your home state, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
We got Black. What up, Black?
What up, Black?
You better be voting for the Black. What's up, Black?
First of all, I don't know who the fuck these niggas is calling on this channel talking about some motherfucking Sugar Shane. Sugar Shane gonna get his motherfucking ass whooped.
Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you.
I think he will too, North Carolina.
God bless him.
But why? But why, Black? Why?
Because, I don't hear nobody giving Pacquiao his props, man. This a badass man. Whether you talk about him juicing or not, he a bad motherfucker. And to somebody whoop him, I'm going for Pacquiao.
He's been whooped three times.
Out of 70,000 fights.
I think that Pacquiao has what it takes to really go the distance on the fight, whereas I think because of Shane's age, he probably will give out early. And
Sugar Shane have never been stopped, TKO'd, or knocked out. What are you talking about?
He's going to get peppered
until
up.
Tomorrow. But he has lost steam at the end of the fight,
he
and
is
I've
going
seen
to get
that before,
peppered up
and I just
really
think
bad.
That
Let's address one at a time. She said that Sugar Shane don't have what it takes to go the distance.
She's right.
Sugar Shane always go the distance.
No, he doesn't.
When did y'all watch the Mayweather fight?
I watched the Mayweather fight, and after he threw them two punches, which were really great, he ran out.
Hold on.
What is Mike talking about? He never been stopped. Mayweather beat the shit out of him.
He wasn't stopped, Playboy. He went the whole distance. Sugar Shane has never been knocked out.
Sugar Shane is fighting, just like Lou Dick said, Sugar Shane is fighting for the money.
We all are fighting for the money. What are you talking about? He ain't going to do it for free, but he's fighting for the belt. They got to pay him. It's called prize fighting.
On the 24/7, when Sugar Shane fought Mayweather, Sugar Shane was giving Pacquiao props on his own show.
what the hell that got to do with anything
he's
in the ring?
He's making a point.
He's making a point. A good point. My dad is a connoisseur.
Hold on, hold on. Let's go to Black that's still on the line in Mississippi.
North Carolina.
Before the flooding starts.
North Carolina man out before he came up to fight him. Of course, now he's fighting him. You know, he going to say something different. But before then, he was talking good. He was talking all this shit good about him. I mean, you just watch. Just watch, and the next time you're on the show, I'm gonna call back and see what you got to say after somebody reading his ass a bedtime story.
But Black, it's not called giving him props. Sugar Shane was campaigning for his next fight. That's not giving him props. He was campaigning for his next fight. But thanks for the phone call, Black. I'm going to call you next week and ask how the canoe thing worked out. Anyway, we're going to go to Luke Dang.
Come on, Johnny Mac. We hope everybody's doing well down there. That's
a joke. It's a joke.
It wasn't funny.
It was. You ought to know.
I know.
The minister failed. Hey,
my dad's a connoisseur in boxing, so he knows. This guy's still on the phone. Do we have call waiting? and Tony, I love you.
Tony.
What?
More gaiety.
What are you talking about, Lou Dace? Do you pay attention to what we're doing here?
Hey, I have a sister named Tony.
Okay, not right
who
now.
Who pays for her subscription.
We're going to go to Virginia.
And she's from Virginia.
And we're going to talk to Rudy in Virginia. What's happening with it?
Johnny Mac, let me tell you, you have been right on this whole time. I'm going with Sugar Shane Mosley.
Thank you, bro.
The exact reasons you talked about. Number one, this is the first time Manny Pacquiao's fighting a natural welterweight that still has some of his speed. De La Hoya didn't have it. Margarito didn't have it. Cotto didn't have it. If you look at what Shane Mosley did to Margarito 2 years ago, he knocked him out in 8 rounds. Even though Pacquiao beat Margarito up, he couldn't knock him out. The last person Pacquiao was knocked out was Little Ricky Hatton. He doesn't have the strength to knock out these big welterweights. No one knocked out Shane Mosley anyway. Shane Mosley's in great shape. He just weighed in at 147. He's ready. Johnny Mac, you're right on. Go with Shane Mosley.
Wait, don't leave, caller.
Leave him
don't
alone.
Leave.
Leave
Wait,
him alone.
I just have one
the
question.
I just have one question.
And it's only one question.
Okay.
What happens after the fourth round? Because you agree with everything Johnny Mac said. Oh, so he's gone. Yeah, all right.
But Johnny Mac, you said it yourself that if he didn't do it in the first round, you thought Pacquiao. I mean, by the fourth round, that Pacquiao was going to take
What I mean
him.
By that, because Sugar Shane is going to come out with his best in the first four to take him out.
And if he does,
he still has the power to go the whole distance. He always goes the whole distance. He goes the whole 10, 12 rounds. That's his get down. He has never been stopped, not by a TKO, not by a cut, not because he slipped and fell, nothing. So you got to give him his props. The man is a warrior. He's coming. He's thinking right now, the whole world is against me. I'm going to come and show all these Filipinos and everybody. I ain't going to do the race thing. He's coming to say,
You've
I'm
already
gonna,
done it.
I was about to say a bowl of rice, but
it's
I'm going to
get there.
That. I'm going to do it. But he's coming.
You did it.
No, that's a disclaimer. When you put a disclaimer on a joke, it takes away from the racism.
No,
and all
no,
that.
No.
When you
but
put
Johnny,
the joke out there, no. You put the joke out that's there.
The letters are being written
comedy
right now.
I'm going to tell you, Johnny Mac, I think what's going to happen with Sugar Shane is what happened with Roy Jones Jr. Because you're talking like nothing. We all thought that Roy could do this, could do that. And then when he got taken out, knocked out off his feet, same thing will happen to Sugar Shane. He's going to get knocked out. I guarantee right now.
He doesn't need to get knocked out. It just needs to be a decision. That's what Pacquiao specializes in.
We're about to go to Louisiana. I don't know what city in Louisiana, but we're going to go there anyway.
Popeyes.
I do love Popeyes on
Canal
Street.
Yeah, you tweeted that Popeyes had a good deal
on Canal Street.
He's all on Twitter.
This is crazy.
We're about to go to Louisiana. Washington from Louisiana. Let us know what city you're in. We're going to get down with you. What's up, Washington?
What up?
What up, Washington?
I think Mosley gonna lose because even though he hasn't been stopped, he's been in survival mode a bunch of times. And what's gonna happen? Pacquiao's gonna take him to that familiar place. He goes in survival mode. Might go the distance if I say probably about the 8th. Shane gonna quit on the stool, but I can't see him going all the way.
Now, Washington, what are you basing that on, that Shane is going to quit on the stool? He's never done it.
He ain't going to quit.
So why would you say he's going to quit on the stool?
Because Pacquiao coming with power. Pacquiao's going to take this boy to where he quits, and he goes into survival mode. And it's going to be so much that he can't take it. I got, say, the end of the 8th, he quits on the stool.
Yeah, must be out your goddamn mind.
Sound like he read, like he wrote that out.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Brandon. What you got, Brandon?
Well, according to our Twitter responders, we are now, and you can reach us at Foxhole, F-O-X-X-H-O-L-E on Twitter. We've got 5 for Pacquiao and 2 for Mosley from our Twitter followers right now.
One thing that everybody don't even is incorrect on is...
Yeah, actually, one Twitter responder said, I'm sorry, excuse me.
No, you're good. You're good,
I think Pacquiao will win. Shane Mosley is in the same category as Roy Jones Jr., which is what our last
one said. Wow.
Yeah.
He don't know shit.
But one thing you guys are, don't underestimate Shane Mosley. He's not going to quit. He's going to compete.
He has power.
He's going to fight all the way throughout the fight, but I just believe he doesn't have enough to deal with this guy. That's all it is.
I think he has more than enough. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to run up to Big Bear and see and ask Sugar Shane what he got left. He's probably in Vegas right now. So maybe and if you watch the fight, Jamie Foxx will be singing a national anthem.
Oh, so are you going?
Never worry about my life, Lou Dix. Jamie Foxx will be singing a national anthem, because if I say if I'm going tonight, you're going to try to be somehow squeezing my luggage.
You're going to try to tuck your shirt in.
Take my shirt out so you can get there. So make sure you check
it out. Hey.
We got to go to break.
But they all laughing at the table.
They're supposed to. You
take at
out,
you.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to be doing. It's a comedy show.
Oh, hey, it's my birthday.
We only get serious on your jokes. We'll take a quick break. Come right back to the Foxhole. Foxhole Series 98, XM 98. We're going to come right back to our great skills. Movie scene. Ooh. Where we act out one of our favorite movies that you should know, and you call in and see if you can guess what movie that's from. And check out my acting skills. You're going
to
love them.
Be hilarious. Or not to be. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Better than you ever been. I guarantee that you gon' tell that other man he need to get lost.
The Foxhole, yeah, baby. Yeah. That's that Jamie Foxx hit.
That's that.
I
beat.
Love that song. Best Night of My Life. You ain't got the album, you still should go get it. They still sell them. They still sell them. Hey, I bought 11 of them.
You buy 11 so you can give them to your.
I give it to my brothers and sisters. You know, help out. You know, help
such
my family.
Such a nice guy, man.
And my family. I'm supposed to do that.
I downloaded from iTunes.
You downloaded?
Mm-hmm.
I went.
You pay for it when you do that, Louis Dix.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Did you have one, Louis Dix?
Yes, I went out and purchased one.
Did you get one for Landon? We've just discovered that him and Landon is online dating.
That's not true, Landon.
Poor Landon.
Now what we got right now, we got the Foxhole movie scene where we act out our movies, our favorite scenes and our favorite movies. And you guys call in to 855-369-9898 and hopefully you can guess which movie it is, because we have some great performances here by us. Some of us can act, some of us, anyway. So
you really think you can act, don't you?
I really do.
Johnny
We've
Pax
seen you on the Fox show, the Jamie Foxx show.
I killed.
No, you did not.
I did.
You were horrible.
No.
My daughter said, "Who is that, Dad? He's horrible." That's what she said. And she
said that because she gave my name and number to your ex-wife.
No. I'm just telling you. She's a theater major. She watched
she
you do
no
that scene.
Major.
Yeah, she
just because you sit in the front row of the movies don't make you a theater major.
That's funny.
Shit, I've seen better acting in the police lineup. Anyway, here's the scene from the Foxhole movie scene. Quiet on the set. Lights, cameras, action.
I'm telling you, we don't even have lights, camera, action. So, what'd you, about 30?
30? Ain't you seen my big boy? I got a boy, 18.
Oh. Well, you know some girls have babies when they 13, 12...
Well, I was 18.
Oh, you 30? Holy Christ. How you wind up with 6 kids, woman?
Well, haven't you heard about us ignorant black bitches always laying up to be with some dude just grinning up and having babies for the taxpayers to take care of? I get $30 apiece for them kids. No, I'm living like a queen on welfare, you know.
Yeah, well, you jumpy, yeah. No.
Well, my kids are fine. You don't need to be worrying about my kids.
No, I'm not worried about your kids. They're not problem. Not my
get
problem.
Get that shit all the time from the welfare. Always asking me to apologize for my kids. You know what? I don't have to explain that to nobody. Now, you just pushed the wrong button.
Okay, I was just asking, woman.
You know, I had 2 marriages and 2 almost marriages.
And Groovy, I had a couple of them myself.
Well, how come you don't have no kids, man your age?
Well, I got 2 boys. You know how I was with my first wife and...
a little girl in Louisville with my second wife's mother.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you something. You got a lot of nerve to be asking me about my six kids. Do you ever see your kids?
No.
Mm-hmm. You don't even see your own children?
Well, you know us black studs, no feelings, knock them up and leave them heartless, don't give a damn if the children starve. Now you pushing my button, lady.
Mm-hmm. You want me to tell you something? I think you and me is wrong for each other.
No, I think you and me is definitely right for each other.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Just perfect.
Johnny Mac.
Yeah, I heard that performance. Somebody's gonna win an Emmy.
Like, what? Hey, Johnny Mac.
An Emmy is anybody could have done that shit.
What version of Roots was that?
That wasn't Roots, nigga. That was Beats. Give us a call into 855-369-9898. Guess the movie. And also comment on the performance of Brandy McGee and Lou Dix. I'm going to comment on it.
I was really good. I had moments. No.
You were horrible, levels. In the words of your daughter.
Yeah, you was there right there.
You know what?
And she's a theater major.
And she's a theater, she's a theater major.
You know what?
And you was a couch major. That was terrible.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Let's try not to move
it
fast.
It was very tough working with Brandy. She just wasn't focused. She wasn't paying attention.
Hilarious.
I tried to give her some moments. I opened up the door and she just dropped everything. It's really
it
hard.
It wasn't me. He was focused on Landon while we were doing the scene. So he wasn't giving me anything.
I sure would like to tuck his shirt in.
855-FOX-9898 is the number to dial. We want you guys to tell us what you thought was that scene was from. We want you to know if you know where it's from. 855-FOX-9898, that's the number to dial.
Yeah, guess the
How
movie.
How come he gets to talk so much on our show?
Because you ain't
you're
saying
not saying it, nigga.
You're not saying
it's called professionalism. Say the number, Lewis. It's only on the wall.
Oh. 855-369-9898.
And he can read.
while we waiting on the callers to call in, me and Zoe was talking about this earlier, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We was talking about me and Zoe and a young lady, Lou Dix. You can join in. We was talking about today's artists, the singers and the rappers of today, and all the gimmicks and the antics. And I told this to Zoe. The reason why people got to do all the coming out of an egg and wear cotton candy hair and fucking dancing all around the stage and with ain't singing and you gotta sing to your own track. Your track is playing behind you. You can't even sing to it. You know what I'm saying? You Milli Vanilli the whole routine. It's because I think people today doesn't have talent, and that's how they get their album sold or get on. They have to become a gimmick.
A gimmick.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Marvin Gaye didn't do all that. Oh. Patti LaBelle didn't do that. Cher didn't have to do that. Barbra Streisand didn't do all that. Frank Sinatra didn't have to do all that. You have to come to the Grammys in a meat suit.
Right.
You come to the Grammys in an egg. I think it
happens. Somebody's got to do it, Johnny Mac.
No, they don't.
Why can't they be outrageous?
No, that's not. Sure. Because I think because you have to do all these antics because you don't have any talent. Who are you
Lady
talking
Gaga
about
has
specifically?
Talent.
She don't.
Yes, she does.
Lady Gaga is doo-doo.
What about Stevie Wonder?
What antics does he do?
He has talent.
Well, he pulls his braids back.
And
that's
it's his
that's the only gimmick.
Oh, Lou. What?
You going to give some of your cake?
Cupcake.
Well, I mean,
Nicki Minaj, that's a gimmick.
We have a phone call based on a movie scene. We have John from Chicago. Hey, what's John. Up, John?
What's up, John?
Yo, what's up, y'all?
John's going to get it, I think.
No.
What's up, John?
The movie, John? Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
You called us.
I got the Mac.
Nah.
No.
Then you get the Bozak, because that's not right.
That's a good try, though.
You're close, though. No, you're not even close.
Yeah.
You're not even close.
Good try, though, John.
Thanks for your phone call. He's not close.
I got a comment on Twitter from JSON489485. I'm not even giving out your name with this whack-ass comment. It says, please never act out a scene again. That was a horrible scene. Stevie Wonder has seen better acting.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know
I've seen better jokes than a guillotine.
Exactly. So, back to the music.
Back to, oh.
Who else is a gimmick?
We're going to Sandra from Sandra from Washington, D.C. What's up, DeSandra?
DeSandra.
It's DeSandra, but yeah, okay.
Hey, DeSandra.
DeSandra, yes. Bebe's okay, kids.
Bebe's kids.
Yeah, what?
No.
Yes.
Bebe's kids. Wasn't that a cartoon?
Hold on. Now, how did you get Bebe's kids from that?
Well, because just like that theater acting, you guys, it set us back about 10 years.
Hilarious. Wow. That was a bad joke,
you know
too.
What? Oh, all right. Wow. DeSandra.
Ludwig School of Comedy.
Thank you very much.
Right?
You know what?
Yeah, Lou. You could teach that.
You could.
Because you have a master's in bullshit. We're going to Illinois. We got Steve from Illinois. What we doing out there, Steve?
What up, Steve?
Oh, I'm on the road right now, Rona. My guess is Claudine.
There's a man that knows his dad. There you go.
Now, let me ask you this, Steve. How did you come to that conclusion? You were there. Was the acting so balls on accurate that you just knew it as soon as you heard it?
Balls on?
Yeah, I just knew it. I'm old school anyway, so I'm always keeping up with what's happening back in the day.
Well, you know what, Steve? I'm glad you got it right because I thought Lou Dick's performance was going to throw everybody off like it did the lady that just came and said, Bebe's kids. She said, your acting ain't even real. This shit is just
pop. That was
cartoonish.
It was some levels there. Like
stay
I said.
Stay on the line. We're going to get your name and number, Steven.
Like I said, if I had had a good co-star like
Landon,
you know, Diane Carroll, I got
Landon,
you know. I heard that, Brandon.
She said, like, Landon?
You'd have did Brokeback Mountain with you and Landon?
No, Landon, I'm sorry that they're taking it to that level.
I'm sorry, Landon, it's with not, your fine self.
You know what? Light skin.
You did say he's a fine young man.
I did. I meant in a non-sexual whatever way. I meant it in a nice gentleman
you
way.
You meant it like in a spooning type way, not in right. sexual.
Yeah,
you know what? I've never seen
you and Landon have a platonic
Landon.
Relationship.
You respect Landon.
Landon works really hard, and I'm really
does
just
he? Yeah.
I mean,
tell us more. Tell more.
You say Landon is really hard.
No, no. Landon works really hard
at what?
At his job. He's the hero.
What kind of job is that?
We meet every Monday early. At 8:30 to go to work at the Congo Room. He's always there on time, and then we put the show together.
But a little this, you know. I,
you guys have
my
a
boy.
Little time to spend
Fox
together.
Fox Live. We.
But don't say you and him meet every Monday. Is this me and Mrs. Jones? Y'all meet every morning?
No. At the same cafe?
They listen. They listen to live R&B music.
On Friday, I meet him here
at Fox Hole Live.
We're the first ones here on Friday to put work in and then to help with the show. And you guys.
I don't meet with none of them.
No, you never engage till the show goes.
Landon, you want to engage?
I heard your ringtone was "It's Raining Men."
You know, Landon, much respect, bro.
Landon ain't even speaking to him. Landon just walked out the building.
Landon has a members only jacket.
A member.
Members.
What is a member? Did you buy it for him?
No, he wears it on Mondays.
Okay, that's enough of your.
At the Fox Hole Live.
This is getting scary right now.
It really is. It's somewhat frightening.
It's getting, yeah.
Lord
you
have
You went
mercy.
From Lou Dix to Nita Dix.
Oh, come on now. That's not. That's straight man.
Yo, we're going to go around. Everybody know what's happening. We're going to find everybody. So, when? Where can we find you?
Hey, next Thursday, I have a really, really, really important topic for my show on Thursday. I'm not going to reveal it until Monday on Twitter. You know, that's at Zoe Williams. But, you know, Voice of Reason, Thursday, 7 p.m. on the West Coast, 10 p.m. on the East Coast. It's going to be great.
Well, we know it's going to be great because you always do a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Really, you do.
Right. Landon. I'll send a card to Landon.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Brandon McGee, but don't let the smooth face fool you with this great shirt.
That would be a sweet face, and you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/BrandyMcGee. That's BrandyMcGee. And also on Facebook.com. Same thing.
That's all you're doing this week.
Thank you very much.
It looks real.
It is real.
Oh. But is that all you're doing? You got no adventures we can catch you out on? No TV, no movies, no?
We're struggling.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Okay, cool.
yeah, no.
Cream Dream.
Cream Dream, and you're not talking about my skin color.
I sure ain't.
Wow. Well,
that was. Wow.
I'm like some cream corn.
Yo,
Danielle?
You can find me on Facebook, Denisha Danielle, or Twitter, DD Sells Buildings, DDSELLSBLDGS.
She sells buildings. Have you sold a building this month?
Actually, I did. Wow. And I'm buying three, so how about that?
Oh, wow.
And I'm breaking in four. It's the same. I hope you got insurance on that motherfinky. Lou Dix, what about you?
Hey, listen, I want to say happy Mother's Day to Tony.
It's your theme song.
B. Smith. Come on, man, my mom. And also Devin, who's...
my baby.
Yeah, your baby. She has a beautiful mother. And happy Mother's Day to everybody. Lou Dix.
Suck a lot of
at Lou Dix. Hey, man, this is a gay song. Cut it off. I just caught that. Hey, great job.
Did you start singing it?
I did. I know the song. I do know the song.
He's spinning on the dance floor.
No, no.
They played it at the wedding.
Hey, Louis, wipe your mouth.
Hey. Dad, I love you. Tony, I love you. 549. Great birthday. Thank you.
And, of course, I'm Johnny Mac. You can reach me on Twitter, JMUTHAFNMACK. That's how you can find me. I'm doing big things. I can't really say it right now. My writing is off the chain. I'm involved in several projects. You'll be seeing me on the silver screen, and you are not being none of my shit, Lou Dix.
Johnny Mac, really?
I'm going to hire everybody except you.
Why? Why not hire Louis Dix?
Yes. The shirt alone.
Okay.
But you know what? From the bottom of my heart, with all sincerity and love, Lou Dix, yes. I wish you a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Lou Dix.
I know we clown around a lot, and I mean every word I say, but I do love you, Lou Dix. I do love you. A great human being. Shout out to your son and to your daughter. Yes. You know, you did a great job. You're a great father. You're a great human being. No homo, although you say no homo. Anyway.
And wow.
That's the Foxhole, Sirius 98.
Foxhole.
XM 98. It's going down.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lou Dix.
Happy birthday.
Sugar Shane, I got your back.
Landon, yo.